All right, we are learning Daf Vav Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah. Today we left off on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we were in the middle of discussing the kinds of cities that aren't sure if they had walls in the days from Yeshua ben Nun or didn't have a wall around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara discussed what you do in such cities, and we're talking about different Rabbanim who were careful to read Megillah on both days, on both Yudalad and Tezvav. That's not really the discussion of today's Amud, but I left out three lines before the end of the page, I think, in the last year, so let's just finish up that discussion. We are four lines before the end of the page, on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Ravasi Kari Megillah B'Hutzal B'Arbesar U'B'Chamesar. Ravasi read the Megillah in a town called Hutzal on both the 14th and the 15th day of Adar. Why? Because Misafkale, he wasn't sure, Imu Kefes Chomim Yos Yeshua Ben Nun Hilo, whether this city had a wall around it from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun or not. Ikada Amar, others have a different version of the conversation, that Amar Avasi, Hai Hutzal, the base Binyamin, Mukavs Chom, Mosu Yeshua, that the Hutzal in the town of Binyamin was surrounded by a wall from the Yeshua Ben Nun, and therefore definitely reads the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. Period. Now we move on to the next discussion. The Gemara is now going to discuss the names of different places and what those names actually mean, and whether we can identify the places or anything about these places based on these names. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Avina Talia. Rabbi Yochanan says, when I was a child, Amina Milsa de Sheilna Lasavya, I said something that I asked the older people, Vishtakach Kavasi, that was asked of older people, and they found that I was correct. Chamas zu Tveria. I always said that Chamas is Tveria. Velomenik Rashmach Chamas, why is it called Chamas if it's really Tveria? Al Shum Chame Tveria, because one of the things that Tveria is known for is its naturally hot spring. Those are called the Chamei Tveria. So the whole town of Tveria came to be known as Chamas. Rekes zu Tzipori. Rekes is a reference to the town called Tzipori. V'lama nikrishma Rekes. Why is it called Rekes if it's really Tzipori? Mishum demidalia kiraksa denahara. Because it's raised up like the edge of a riverbank. So since it's an elevated town, that's how it came to be called Rekes, even though the real name of the town is Tzipori. A third town that we identify, Kineres zu Ginosar. Kineres is really Ginosar. V'loma nikra shma Kineres, so why is it called Kineres? De metiki pira kikala de kinri, because its fruit is so sweet, it's like the sound of a harp. It's just like a harp makes sweet, sweet music. So the fruits of Ginosar, the fruits of Ginosar are so sweet. That's why it's called Kineres, like kinar, like a harp. So those are three towns that we've identified now, and we've discussed why they earned the nicknames that they got. Amar Rava, mi ikal amandi amar rakas lav Tveria hi. Wait a second. He made a big deal about the idea. We just said that Rekas is Tzipori. Is there really anyone that holds that Rekas is not Tveria? We said Chamas is Tveria, and Rekas is Tzipori. Is there anyone that really holds that way? Isn't Rekes Tveria? Vakishacha vinishacha, after all, when a person dies in Bavel, Hasam Sapti Lehachi, in Tveria, you know what they say about him? They say, Gadol hu b'sheshach, this man was a great man in Bavel, v'shem lo b'rekes, but he's even established a name for himself in Rekes. So isn't Rekes Tveria? V'chimaski aroni lehasam, and not only that, when an aron, a coffin, goes to Tveria, Sapti Lehachi, they say the Hesper, they eulogize him as follows. Ave Sridim Yoshve Rekes Tzuvi Kiblu Haruge Omek. All of the people who live in Rekes should go out and greet the person who was killed in Bavel, who died in Bavel. So don't you see that Rekes is Tveria? Not only that, Kinach Nafshe Drabi Zera Pasach Aleihu Sabdana Eretz Shinar Harav Yaldo. When Rabbi Zera died, the person eulogizing him started the eulogy by saying that the Eretz Shinar, the land of Shinar, gave birth to him. Eretz Tzvi Gidlo Shashueha, and the land of Tzvi grew in her delights, raised in her delights. Oina la amra Rakas ki avda klechemdasa. Woe unto her, says Rakas, because its klechemda, its jewel was lost. But again, don't you see, Rakas is Tveria. So how could we say that Rakas is Tziporu? We see clearly from here that Rakas is Tveria. Ella Amarava Chamas Zu Chame Gerar. When we say Chamas, Chamas is not a reference to Tveria. Chamas is a reference to Chame Gerar. Rekes zu Tveria. Rekes is a reference to Tveria, and Kinneres, like we said, zu Ginosar, that refers to Ginosar. Velama nikra shema Rekes. If Rekes is Tveria, why was Tveria called Rekes? Shafilu reikanin sheba malayin mitzvos karimon. To tell us that even the most empty amongst the people who live there are full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. I don't think there's any truth to the rumor that a pomegranate has exactly 613 seeds, but a pomegranate has a lot of seeds. So the point is that it represents mitzvos because there are lots and lots of mitzvos in the Torah. So we say that even the emptiest people in the place in the town of Tveria were full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. So that's why it was called Rakas, as a lashon of Reikonin, the empty ones. That's a good concept. Afilu Reikonin Sheba Malayan mitzvos karimon. Even the emptiest amongst them are full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rekes Shema. No, its real name is Rekes. Tveria is just a nickname. V'lama nikra Shema Tveria. So why did it get the nickname Tveria? Sheyoshevis b'tabura shel Eretz Yisrael, because it's right in the center of Eretz Yisrael. It's like the belly button of Eretz Yisrael. It's tabura of Eretz Yisrael. Rabba Amar Rekes Shema. Now Rekes is its real name. V'lama nikra Shema Tveria. A different reason why it earns the nickname of Tveria, Shetova Ri'iyasa, because it looks really good. It has a very nice appearance. That's why it's called Tveria. Tveria is lashon of Tov Ri'iya, of a good appearance. Amar Zi'ira, Kitron Zu Tzipori. Kitron is a reference to Tzipori. V'lama nikra Shema Tzipori. Why is it called Tzipori? Sheyoshevis Barosh Ahar Kitzipor, because it sits on that mountaintop like a bird. V'kitron tziporihi? Is that really true that kitron is tzipori? V'kitron b'chalko shel zvulin hu? Isn't kitron in the portion of land that zvulin inherits? D'chsiv zvulin lo horish es yoshvei kitron v'es yoshvei na'alol, that at a certain point in history zvulin had yet to take over the land of Kitron, which they were ultimately supposed to take over. So you see that Zvulun gets the land of Kitron. So how can you say that it's Tzipori? Uzvulun Mishraim al Nidosav Haven. Zvulun complained. He complained about his lot, what he got in Eretz Yisrael. Shnemar Zvulun am cherif nafshalamaves. He shamed its soul to death, the people of Zvulun. Mata mishum de Naftali am Rami Sada, because Naftali got all the fields. Amr Zvulun from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Zvulun complained to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, La'acha inasatelem sodos sukramim. My brothers get fields and vineyards. You give them great parts of Israel. Velina sata harmugvos. So what do you give me? You just give me mountains and valleys. Who wants that? La'acha inasatelem aratzos. Velina sata yamim and aros. My brothers got land. What did you give me? You gave me oceans and rivers. Amrlo kulon tzrichin lach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Zvulun, you don't get it. You got the best deal. Everyone's going to need you. Al yidei chilazon, because in your portion, you got oceans. Yeah, you know what swims in oceans? The chilazon. The chilazon is what we make tcheles out of, and that's the most valuable thing. Shnem am har yikra usfune tmunechol. The chilazon is referred to as a sfune tmunechol. It's something that burrows in the sand. That's why the people who wear tcheles nowadays assume that it's a snail that actually burrows in the sand, and not a fish, because fish don't burrow in the sand. Tanir of Yosef, Sfune Zechilazon. Sfune is a reference to the Chilazon. That's a special thing that Zvulun got. Tmune Zetirias, a kind of fish, probably a tuna, that Zvulun got all the Israel supply of tuna fish, which is also a wonderful thing to do business with. The tuna fish companies probably make a lot of money. Chol Zu Zuchuchus Levana, and Chol refers to a special type of white crystal or a white glass that Zvulun was able to make. So Zvulun was able to make a lot of money from the land that they got. So that's how God made Zvulun feel more comfortable. You're complaining about what you got. You got more money lying in your land than you could imagine. Amar Lefanav, so Zvulun said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, Mi Modieni, and what if people steal these things from me? Then how am I going to get paid? Who's going to let me know about that? Amar Lo, so God said back to him, Sham Yizvuchu Zivchei Tzedek, Simin Ze Yehelecha. This is the simin that you'll know, that if someone took anything from you, Kol Anotim Limcha B'lo Damim, anyone who takes anything from you without paying for it, Eino mol b'parkvatnia shelo klum, is not going to have any benefit from his business dealings. It will be worthless to him. V'yisalkadai. So now all this was to ask one big question. The question is as follows: V'yisalkadai toch kitron zutzipore amay misrayim al midosav v'ha havile tzipore da'adifatuva. If kitron is really tzipori, if we're really going to identify kitron as tzipori, so what was Zvulun complaining about? They got kitron. Kitron, if it's tzipori, tzipori is the best land ever. So how could Zvulun have even thought to complain even before he found out about the chilazon and the crystal and the tuna fish? Even before he found out about that, he shouldn't have been complaining about tzipori. And if you're going to say, well, the lespa zavas chalav dvash, yeah, tzipori is a nice land, but it's not flowing with milk and honey. That's not true. I'm reish lakish ledidi chazili zavas chalav dvash to tzipori. Vav yeshish asr mil, shish asr mil. The area of tzipori that flows with milk and honey was 16 mil by 16 mil, a very large area flowing with milk and honey. And if you still think Zvulun has a right to complain about tzipori because maybe he didn't have as much flowing with milk and honey as his brothers did, that's not true either. That the amount of zavas chalav udvash, of the area flowing with milk and honey in all of Israel, is only 22 parsos long by six parsos wide. So Zvulun had more than their fair share of flowing with milk and honey just from Tzipori alone. How could Zvulun complain about this? Answers the Gemara, Afiluachi Sados Ukrab Madifalay. He still would have preferred to have fields and vineyards. Even though he did get a land that was flowing with milk and honey, he would have preferred fields and vineyards. Dekanami, and the proof to this is Dichsiv V'Naftali Al Marome Sada, that his complaint was, look, Naftali gets fields. I wish I had fields. So Shmamina, that's what we see, that was Zvulun's primary complaint. So two main points over here. First main point is that the top of the Yama discusses the names of three different cities and their nicknames, how they earned their nicknames. Without getting into details, just the main point, names of different cities and how they earned their nicknames. Main point number two, Zvulun got Tzipori, which is flowing with milk and honey, but still complained until Hashem told him that he, in his portion, he has the chilazon, he has tuna fish, and he has white crystal. So again, Zvulun got Tzipori, which is a massive land flowing with milk and honey, but he still complained about it until Hashem told him that he also gets chilazon, which makes the tchelas, he also gets tuna fish, and he also gets white crystal. Am Rabbi Avahu, back in the Gemara, Am Rabbi Avahu, ve'ekron te'akar zu kisri bas edom, shiyosheves bein hacholos, when we say that the place of Ekron should be uprooted, that's referring to a place called Kisri Bas Edom, which comes from the people of Edom, which is amongst the sandy region, and it's a peg that is stuck in the ground for the Jewish people from the days of the Greeks, Sukshagavra, Malchus Beis Chashmonai, Venatzchum, and when the Chashmonaim became stronger and were able to defeat it, Hayukorin Osa Achidas Migdal Shir. They called it the captured town of Shir, Tower of Shir. Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Maidach Sevasirosi Dama Mipiv, Vishikutzav Menshina, Vinishmagam Hulelukenu. What's this pasuk referring to? So we take phrase by phrase. Vasirosi Dama Mipiv, Zebes Bam Yashalan. When we say that we remove their Dama Mipiv, that refers to removing a certain place of Avodah Zarah that they used to have. Vishikutzav Menshina, Zebes Gal Yashalan, another place of Avodah Zarah that they had that we got rid of. But what's left there now that we got rid of all their avodah zaras? Elu batei knesios ubatei midrashos sheva Edom. These are the batei knesios, the shuls, and the batei medrash in Edom. So main point number three, the removal of batei avodah zarah, of houses of idol worship, from Edom, and putting places of Torah in their place. That's what we were able to do with the Chashmonaim. We were able to remove houses of idol worship from Edom and put places of Torah in their place. Back in the Gemara Vahaya, Ka'aluf B'Yehuda Ve'ekron Kiyavusi, the pasuk says, what's that referring to? Similar idea, Elu Terat Royos, V'Karkas Sayos, Shebe Edom, Shasidin Sar Yehuda Lam Ben Torah Barabim. The theaters and the stadiums of Edom, the people of Yehuda, the officers of Yehuda, are going to teach Torah in those places in a public way. So those stadiums are going to be used for massive shiurim, like a Siyum HaShas. Amar Yitzchak, Lashem Zu Pamyas. Lashem is a reference to a place called Pamyas. Ekron Teaker Zu Kisri. We say that we uproot Ekron, that's a reference to Kisri Basedom. She is a metropolis in Shamalachim, which is a metropolis of kings. Ika da Amri, de Marbi ba Malki, some say because they raise kings there, the Ika da Amri, de Mukmi mina Malki, that they appoint kings from there. Kisri of Yerushalayim, and when it comes to hearing things about Kisri, the town of Kisri, which is Edom's capital, and Yerushalayim, so im yomer lecha Adam, if anyone were to ever tell you, charvu shtehen, that both Kisri and Yerushalayim are destroyed, al tiamein, don't believe that. Yashvu shtehen, if someone were to tell you that they're both successful and they're both lived in nicely, al tiamein, don't believe that either. Charva Kisri v'yashvu Yerushalayim, or Charva Yerushalayim v'yashvu Kisri, if someone were to tell you that Kisri is destroyed but Yerushalayim is doing well, or, God forbid, Yerushalayim is destroyed and Kisri is doing well, te'amin, then you could believe them. Shenemar imala ha'charava. Pasuk says imala ha'charava, which means, im malaya zu, charava zu. If this one is full, the other one is destroyed. Im malaya zu, charava zu. And if the other one is full, then the other one is destroyed. It's like Yaakov and Esav. They both can't be successful at the same time. It's always going to be one or the other. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar mehacha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, same idea, but we learn it from a different pasuk. Ula'om mila'om ya'amatz. What do we see from there? Amar Rav Yitzchak, ma'iduch siv, yuchan rasha bal lamat tzedek. Amar Yitzchak lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. Yitzchak says to Hashem, Hashem, yuchan Esav, show favor to Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. Amar lo, rasha hu. God says, why? He's evil. Amar lo, so Yitzchak says back to God, Baal lama tzedek, but is there no one that could defend him? Amar lo, be'eretz nechachas ya'ul. So Hashem says back to him, be'eretz nechachas ya'ul, that he's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. So how could you defend such a person? Amar lo, so Yitzchak says back, im kein, bal yiragavas Hashem. If that's correct, then he shouldn't see the power of Hashem. Then you're right, then Esav should be destroyed if he's such a bad guy. So I guess main point number four will be that Yerushalayim and Kisri will always have one of them be successful and one of them unsuccessful. Yerushalayim Kisri, one is Lamala, one is Lamata. One is successful and the other one's always unsuccessful. You can't have both of them successful at the same time, nor both of them unsuccessful at the same time. We're going to stop there. So again, in today's Amud, what we learned on the top is just the identification of different cities and their nicknames and why they were called by those nicknames. We went a little bit about Zvulun and how Zvulun complained about that they didn't get a nice enough piece of Eretz Yisrael, even though they had Tzipori, which is a great land, but they really wished they could have fields, and Hashem made them feel better by telling them they're going to get the Chilazon, and they're going to get tuna fish, and they're going to get crystal. And then we had the idea of removing Avodah Zarah, places of Avodah Zarah from Edom, and in those places where it used to be Avodah Zarah, we're going to establish shuls, we're going to establish Batei Medrash, and then at the very end, we discussed the relationship, the unique relationship between Yerushalayim and Kisri, how one of them will succeed while the other one fails, and that led us into a discussion of how Yitzchak tried to defend his son Esav, but Hashem says, no, this person is going to destroy Yerushalayim, is not someone that you want to defend.